The fallout from the Bankshire Hill riot, Gosnell's stabbing charges, and Mark McGowan handing down his third state budget as Treasurer. It's Thursday, the 11th of May.
The West Live with Matt Tinney and Ben O'Shea.
G'day, Matty.
G'day, mate. Happy Friday Eve.
Happy Friday Eve to you too.
You can taste it. You can taste the weekend from here. Oh. It's coming.
It is indeed. And now changes hopefully are coming to the Bankshire Hill Detention Centre after the riot that we saw yesterday, detainees up on the roof. The images splashed over the front page of the West Australian today and over the internet yesterday. Shocking. You see prison officers or the TRG or whoever it was there with guns pointed at the heads of
kids. Special Operations Group officer on the front page. With the gun.
That's pretty intense. What's been the fallout?
Well, there's been crisis talks. So the Premier called crisis talks yesterday. There's going to be more meetings today with youth campaigners. They're unhappy at the treatment of these children in Bankshire Hill Detention Centre. There's obviously a problem there. We know about it. This is about the fourth riot in recent times. What we saw yesterday was one of the detainees taking a prison officer's key and then releasing dozens of detainees. They then climbed on the roof. They started fires. We saw it all unfold on Sunrise yesterday morning. Eventually, authorities got the upper hand and managed to convince some of these kids, at the very least, to come down from the roof. But it took more than 12 hours. This thing was going on all night. They were trying to stop firefighters from putting out the fire. They've had firefighters back out there, not because the detainees have set more fires, but because of the flames reigniting from what happened yesterday. So expect more meetings today, and it'll be interesting whether that will overshadow budget day for the government.
Yeah, well, I guess it depends on what Mark McGowan has to announce, and we'll talk about that in a second. But first,
how do we make the Bankshire Hill problem go away?
Throw some money at it.
Energy credit.
Exactly. And tell me about this Carlisle carjacking. That's a scary incident.
Yeah, so this bloke has stopped at a service station to get two-minute noodles.
Oh, yeah.
And so he's gone inside, then realised that somebody's trying to take his car. He's gone back out there to try to stop them. In the whole kind of ruckus of it, he's ended up with a facial injury and having to go to Royal Perth Hospital. The thief has taken off, the carjacker. So the thief is still on the run this morning. The Toyota Camry is nowhere to be seen. So police want anybody with information to get in touch with Crime Stoppers.
Yeah, wow.
But obviously could have been much worse. Not life-threatening injuries, but just to go and get some two-minute noodles. No. You're a bit hungry at night time.
It's an inalienable human right.
Yeah.
Two-minute noodles.
Yeah, Orong Road it happened. So if you're around there at the time.
I'm pretty sure I know the petrol station.
Yeah.
And now a Good Samaritan is in hospital with serious injuries after a teen attacker has allegedly stabbed him in a supermarket.
Yeah, this happened in Gosnells. So this teen attacker was at the supermarket, and a supermarket worker, female supermarket worker, has apparently gone up to him and questioned him, believing that he was leaving the store without paying for something. Shoplifting, I think we call it. So the situation has escalated, we're told, and police say that a member of the public has then intervened, and that member of the public has now been stabbed as a result of that, and had to be taken to hospital. They're okay. So we now have a 14-year-old who has been charged over robbery and unlawful wounding as well.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it? So this 14-year-old boy has been charged with potentially shoplifting, potentially stabbing somebody. If they're found guilty, they end up in Bankshire Hill, and then they're in a riot, all of a sudden, you know, there's a lot more sympathy for them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's funny
yeah.
how that works. Interesting. It's just, I don't know what you do with these at-risk youth. You got to try and divert them from this behaviour before it gets to the point where, incidents happen like this. And now, it was the Albanese government's turn yesterday. Now, Mark McGowan has a chance to unveil his budget. The question is, how big a surplus will WA have? Have you heard anything? Have you heard any rumours?
Not yet. We have the Premier on Sunrise, though. We'll see if we can get it out.
There will be a surplus.
Oh, there'll definitely be a surplus.
Will it be bigger than the federal government surplus? Quite possibly.
Well, that's a way to get a headline, isn't it?
Yeah, I know, right? I think it's very possible. We'll know at about 2 p.m. this afternoon when everybody who's in lockup
have all those mining
will come out. Yeah, it doesn't hurt. But we've had a bit of a sneak peek at what's in store, a big battery for Collie.
I know. I thought that perhaps like the drop to the paper may have been an even bigger story. Is that right? I'm glad I'm not the only one.
Like, does a big battery in Collie really move the needle for
yeah, especially if you were trying to get Bankshire Hill off the front page.
Yeah.
But no, big battery for Collie. That's what we know at this point.
But
I mean, I'm sure, you know, the people of Collie will be rejoicing because the power plants are going to be switched off by 2030. Yeah. So it'll be great for them to be part of this green energy transformation.
Yeah. But you know what it smacks off to me? So because, you know, Mark McGowan loves to be the guy who gives the good news. You remember back to the pandemic and any time there was a lockdown that was being lifted or something good that was being announced, it wasn't Cook that did it. Roger Cook was there for all the bad news. Mark McGowan was there to deliver all the good news.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I think you're dead right. They were looking at what can we leak out from the budget to take the attention away from Bankshire Hill. McGowan's like, well, you know what? I don't want to give away any of the good stuff because I want to announce that personally. Yeah. All the cost of living benefits. I want to be the one taking the credit for that. That's going to come out of my mouth. Big battery for Collie. There's also, you know, there's the big battery in Kwinana, the Kwinana big battery, I think they called it. It still isn't operational. And so this green energy transition, it's off to a bit of a shaky start. The battery down there in Kwinana, the cost blowout, $19 million, still not operational. So we'll see. And we'll wait and see what sort of cost of living relief we get from the Premier today.
There's got to be an energy credit, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That'll be part of it.
There'll be something. There'll be some relief. You can bank on it. That surplus, you'll have to dip into it. Otherwise, people will be pretty unhappy.
Yeah.
Pretty
unhappy. There's the homeless situation, you know, so.
Yeah, we'll see. And now over in Pakistan, so remember Imran Khan?
Yeah.
Great cricketer, all-rounder and former prime minister.
And
politician. He was the prime minister of Pakistan. But now he's been charged with corruption and it sparked nationwide protests over there in Pakistan. 8 people have died this week. About 1,000 have been arrested, according to police. The army has been deployed.
Upset that he's been arrested.
Yeah, okay. Indicted on charges that he unlawfully sold state gifts during his time in office. So he was given a lot of stuff in his official capacity.
I'm going to chuck this, on Marketplace.
He's denied the allegations, says he fulfilled all legal requirements. And if he's convicted, it'll disqualify him from standing for office, possibly for life. And there's an election due later this year.
Okay. So the problem behind this is it's not a personal gift to him that he has then sold. It's a gift to
Pakistan.
The state.
Yeah. It's like pandas from China.
He's sold them
on
off.
Marketplace.
Okay. Getcha. Sport.
Now, Eagles fans are calling for a change and not to what they're seeing on the field.
Diehard fans have stopped worrying about the actual game. They now want to bring back the banner for home games at Optus Stadium. Now, you'll remember when the Eagles moved to Optus Stadium, they brought out this thing, this inflatable Eagles tunnel, which some dubbed the Bouncy Castle.
Yeah, it's shit.
Yeah. So they're saying we need to deflate the inflatable eagle and instead bring back the banner. And the reason is because the banner enables you to celebrate player milestones, team milestones.
Yes.
You can't do that with a bouncy castle.
Do you know what else
cannot
you can't do with a bouncy castle?
What's that?
You can't have some sort of motivational slogan. And I think that's where they're going wrong, the Eagles, this year. If they just had one, like, you know, 10-word motivational slogan.
Yeah.
Like, kick goals. You bunch of losers. Something like that.
Do you know what? I had an old boss. I would put for the Eagles one, be better. It's such a sick burn. It sounds motivational, but also very critical.
Do you know what else? I've got some more Eagles news for you. So West Coast are bringing in experts to try and solve their injury crisis.
I know. How is it 17 players on the injury list and they're like, why is this happening?
Do you know what? They don't need an expert. I can tell them.
Go.
Maybe don't keep old players with long histories of soft tissue injuries hanging around the club. Like, they should have put half their roster out to pasture 3 years ago.
Oh, send them down to Quarumup.
Send them to the farm.
But this is the thing, though, isn't it? After you turn 30, everything starts to hurt.
Tell me about it.
And I know among friends that's all we talk about now. Oh, I've got a sore hip. Oh, I've got a sore knee.
A lot of money.
We're in aged
a lot of
care.
Money in the salary cap tied up to a lot of players who are not on the paddock at the moment. So I don't think you have to look too much further than that. Mm. We'll see.
Case closed.
The Wild West.
Do you know what? Maybe they don't even need the experts. They can just turn to Google's new search function. So Google is planning on a big change to how it does search. Probably the biggest change to how it's done search for a long, long time. They're going to bring AI chat features into its core search engine.
So how does that work?
Well, this is the thing. So they're a bit worried about the threat of all of the other AIs that other companies have got. So Microsoft, Snapchat, ChatGPT. So they see that as one of their biggest threats to their entire business. So they're going to
bring... Wouldn't that just buy up ChatGPT?
You'd think so, right? But they're going to bring in their own AI, which is called Palm 2, pretty lame name. And so what's going to happen, unlike a lot of these other chatbots...
What was Palm 1?
We don't want to know. It's gone rogue. Unlike a lot of these other chatbots, the Google search chatbot is not going to have a personality. It's not going to say, I think this or I, you know, it's none of that sort of stuff. It's just going to be very cold and clinical and along with your regular search results, you're going to have a separate box with the AI-generated search results, which will go into things in a bit more detail. And Google says it's going to totally change the way you look at internet search.
I feel like I need to see this in action to understand it. Am I too old?
So to give you an example, so they've already put it out for some beta testing and some media outlets have tested it. And one of the searches was best pizza places in New York City. And so the AI will give you like kind of like an essay on which are the best, like a review of which are the best pizza places.
I don't want that. I just want a list. I want the top five pizza places.
Well, also, this list had restaurants from San Francisco in the best pizza restaurants.
In the AI
City.
One.
So work in progress.
Testing.
Work in progress. And that's your news from the West Australian for Thursday, May 11. And don't forget to subscribe to the West Live on your favourite podcast player. Maddie, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Friday tomorrow. We'll do, mate.
You've been listening to the West Live with Matt Tinney and Ben O'Shea.